Now joined by a student at Perry Hall High School who saw what happened. Colleen, thank you for joining us. What can you tell us about what happened this morning at your high school?
It was a lot. I just know I was sitting there and I heard, well, we all heard one, and then the whole cafeteria kind of went silent, like, you know, what was that? And we heard the next one, and that's when everybody, you know, kind of knew. And we all just started running. People were everywhere. People were hopping over everything, just trying to get out.
How close were you to what was going on, to the shooting and the shooter himself?
I was like one or two tables away.
We were hearing from some of the other students, Colleen, that they thought it was like a balloon popping. What did you think when you heard the first gunfire?
I thought, you know, how, you know, kids like pop bags of chips and stuff. I kind of thought it was that, but it was just, it sounded so loud that I kind of knew it wasn't. So, and when it happened again, that's when I looked back and I was like, oh my God, you know, it's not a bag of chips.
What did you recognize the student that was doing the shooting? Do you know him?
I knew him, like, because I recognize him.
And how about the victim? I understand you were sitting close to the other student that was shot. What can you tell us about the victim?
I just tried to get away. I didn't really pay a lot of attention. I recognized, you know, he was hurt, but I didn't get much of a look other than that.
Do you remember what time of the morning? Because we understand it was pretty early.
Yeah. Probably about 2 minutes before, then I asked my friend what time it was, and it was about 10:40, so about like 2 minutes after that.
And who all was in the lunchroom then? That's kind of an early time for lunch. What kind of students were in there? What kind of people?
Well, we're all assigned lunches, so it wasn't a lot of kids. And lunch isn't really crowded, but it was probably about 100, 200 kids.
I can only imagine how frightening this was. It's the first day of school. What was going through your mind when you heard the gunfire?
I just focused on getting out. I was shaking really bad, and my mom, I was thinking about my mom. You know, I just kind of wanted to get out and see her.
And we understand that a teacher actually was able to tackle the person who was firing, the student who was firing. Were you able to see any of that?
Yeah, it was a counselor, Mr. Wozner. I'm just really thankful that he was there.
And I know that you said you know of the shooter, or at least recognize the student who did the shooting. Is there anything else you can tell us about him? We heard some of your classmates say that people might have been throwing things at him in the cafeteria before he left and came back.
I know that something was thrown at him. I don't know what it was. People are saying a whole bunch of different things, but there's definitely something thrown at him, and I guess he didn't like that too much. But I think that he was bullied over the summer or something. I don't really know, but yeah.
How uncomfortable is it going to be to go back to school tomorrow or the next day or whenever the school system decides that you guys can go back? I can't imagine how difficult that'll be.
I think that things won't cool down for a while. It was just something so unreal. You never really think it could happen to you. So I don't think schools would be open tomorrow. I mean, I don't know, but it's going to be really rough for everyone who was in a lunch.
Colleen, what can you tell us about security at your school? How does it work? Can anybody come in the building?
There's I think about two or maybe three cops. You know, they stand around. Like, there's one in the lunchroom at every lunch, and there's some in the hallway, but they're very alert. And that's about all I can really say. I don't really.
Well, I guess when you get into school, I know some of the schools have swipe card systems and sometimes the front doors are locked. Are you guys buzzed in, or how does that work for our listeners that don't know?
We swipe in.
So you do have a swipe system in effect then?
Yes.
Well, we know this has been a very tragic day for you, Colleen. We appreciate your time this afternoon and your sharing of what happened at Perry Hall High School.